This podcast is for entertainment. It is my thoughts, my views on the cases that you are told. And I drag my cousin along with me. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I am Shaw Marie.
I'm Jean.
And we are going to talk about a... Have we done a lesbian couple before?
I think they were...
Have we done one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. First lesbian team. Lesbians. Big lesbian fan. Many friends. Shout out Brittany. She listens. She's my lesbian. We started a rumor around work that we're having an affair.
Oh.
Picked up quite quickly.
Oh, good.
It's taken very nice.
Wildfire, huh?
Yeah. We get bored. And working in a place that we, like we do, it's like getting paid to go back in high school. So, like, there's days where we're just, like, totally mean to each other. And I'm like, God, I hate lesbians. And she's like, I hate straight people. Definitely don't.
Yeah.
Love me a lesbian.
Yeah.
But it's fun. And I was going
to
have her.
It's nice I'm to
gonna
have people you can have that relationship.
I want to have her come on here.
Yeah.
But I told her if I do, I'm probably going to get a lot of hate from the LGBTQ community.
Why?
Because we give each other so much shit and, like, it's hardcore. Like, it's not cute. And, like, you're a lesbian. You know?
Well, you and Daniel just censored it, so maybe you and her can... tone her down.
I want her on here because I want to tell her about a lesbian because I got to prove to her that lesbians are still crazy. You guys know you are. Don't hate me. You know.
Well, that's women though.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, that's what I tell her. That's what I tell her is like,
yeah,
girl, I'm fucking batshit crazy. Like, don't try to tell me just because you a lesbian, you ain't nuts. I think you're 10 times crazier. Because you are brave enough to deal with another woman. That makes you insane in my book.
Well... No.
You'd be putting up with some shit now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. But I love them. Love them to pieces. Know a good couple of them. I know. I wish I knew more. I need more gays. You guys, flock to
good
me.
Good people.
Come to me.
Yeah.
Flock to me.
You should have come to the Pride Parade.
I will love you. I had shopping. Oh. I had to do shopping for my fucking kids that day that I saw you.
Yeah.
And it was raining, and I believe I made a sugar and all melt, so I don't do the rain.
It wasn't all rain dramatic.
I don't do the rain. Too sweet. Too sweet. But this is our first lesbian couple that are killers. Yay.
All right. They're not the victims.
No. They're not. So this article, my research is provided by Sarah Netter, who wrote an article called "Teen Missing After a Long Decade Manhunt for Mom Ends in Suicide." Police: son of dead murder suspect is missing and may be endangered. And this was released November 20th, 08, at 1:31 in the p.m. hour. So the story goes as this. Oh, and there is a Snapped Killer Couple episode, which I gotta tell you guys, because it was an argument. It wasn't an argument. It was... I got proven wrong when I told Jean to do something. She had a valid excuse why she couldn't do what she was told to do.
I hate when this happens to me. I'm sorry.
I don't like being wrong. And so if you have the Oxygen Go app on your phone.
Only.
Or if you have access to Google and can spend $1.99 or just Google it in free little spurts or whatever. You guys can watch it. It's Snapped Killer Couples, episode 1 of season 2. And they are out of Post Falls, Idaho, which my husband used to be a trucker and spent a lot of time up in Post Falls. And amazing. We went up there and I spent some time up in Post Falls with my children and without my children. Me and my cousin went to a strip club. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know. Ooh, guys, it was so much fun. Everybody thought it was weird, too. They're like, aren't you guys creeped out? You guys are cousins. Like, no, dude, just have a good time. Fucking let's ball on this bitch. So fun. Went to, like, some weed shops in Spokane. You know, went to Washington for the day. So fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah, and I have a video on Snapchat of it goes a bonk store, a weed shop, and a law office and a pizza place all in like one strip. The greatest strip ever made.
Strip mall.
Yeah, the greatest like little strip of businesses I've ever seen covered. In my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from like beginning to end. You got me. You understand me.
Yeah.
I need a pipe. I need weed. I need pizza. I need a lawyer. Bam.
Yeah.
Son?
Yeah.
I'm done in an afternoon.
It's all right there.
Mm-hmm. You think that was strategy? I think it was. But really, guys, from Post Falls to Idaho Falls, you guys, the double fried potato wedges. I'm really.
Oh, I forgot about those.
So let me tell you what happens. When you leave Idaho Falls, as you're driving to Post Falls, there you can come off an exit. And this is, what's the halfway mark?
Deer Lodge.
Deer Lodge. This is after Deer Lodge because I did not stop in Deer Lodge.
So you're in Montana at this point.
Yes, I'm in Montana.
Yeah.
I get off an exit in the mountains. Uh-huh. You can get off. When you get off this exit, there's like four different intersections right there. Then there's a gas station off to your right-hand side.
Uh-huh.
World. I need that gas station's name. I need to go there. So, problem to fight crime this week. Find that fucking potato wedge place.
Let's go on a drive.
I want to go back to Post Falls. It was so pretty. I would abandon Idaho Falls in an instant. Okay, so we are going to Post Falls.
Okay.
In 1996. I was 6 years old. Sad. Gary, you say his last name.
Loach?
Loach. Okay, that's what I was going to say, but I just didn't want to say it wrong. You guys can't hate me if she says it wrong.
Well, that's her. What it looks like.
So, Gary was murdered, sadly, in the head, shot behind his ear while delivering newspapers. He was a newspaper delivery man.
And he was shot assassin style? What?
Yeah.
For what? Did he owe Lenny money or something?
Question mark, question mark, question mark. We don't know. We'll know. But like when it happens, we don't know. He leaves behind his daughter, his son, and his wife. Okay. Then the daughter and the mother grow close.
Mm-hmm.
We are now growing close together because we're sad because dad's died. And while we've gotten closer, I bring up the fact that, oh, mom, if you die, you know, you have no money. We have no life insurance. We need this. We need it. We need life insurance. So the mother agrees. Her daughter, Barbara, I mean, sorry, the mom, her name is Barbara. Beautiful name. She was found dead in the hot tub.
Oh, no.
And what happens is she's not seen for a while. She was killed in January of 1998. The daughter's name is Tiana. And she gets the mom a TV.
Okay.
So that mom can watch her shows outside.
Oh, okay.
While sitting in the hot tub because mom has a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
Mom has to do this every night.
Mm-hmm. It's therapy.
Routine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mom's routine. Mom has a routine. So.
Well, that's nice of her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. I mean, so far, so good.
Uh-huh.
So far. So, like I said, he had a daughter and a son. His daughter is the firstborn, I believe. And she was a dramatic.
Yeah.
She was a drama queen.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother says that she liked to throw fits. And not only is she from small town Idaho, she's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
She's the belle of the ball. You know what I mean? She's pretty girl. But it's not the football players and the good chess boys and all that that she's going after.
She's going after the bad boys.
Bad boys. Mm-hmm. We bad to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
She's hanging out with them thugs. And by the time she's like 14 years old, I mean, we're hanging out, we're smoking, we're chilling, we're doing what we want to do.
Yeah.
The brother says, like I said, she got everything she ever wanted. She was the apple of everybody's eyes. Whatever.
As long as everybody was looking at her, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. If all eyes were on her.
We know the type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If all eyes were on her, it was a good day.
Yeah.
And she starts writing bad checks like they all normally do when you don't want to work, but you still want to be pretty. You go and you go get the credit cards when, of course, you can't find the dumbass guy out there that's just willing to take care of you.
That actually has a job?
Yeah. Yeah. You go the other route of putting yourself in debt to get what you need.
Mm-hmm.
She did that. So she went to, like, the banks and all that fun stuff. Well, she finally got popped for writing bad checks.
Oh, good.
And so she has to go to jail.
Yeah.
So she goes to jail. And now we're
going to talk. Oh, it's a love story.
Oh, dude, it's a love story. Oh, it's Orange is the New Black.
Love stories.
White girl version.
Yeah.
That's just depressing as fuck. This was not hot. So she gets put into prison and her cellmate is Sky Hansen. And she's from Lewiston. She's been thugging out in Lewiston and she's been thugging. Mm-hmm. She's drug dealer. She's hardcore. She's butch. She's butchy. Don't judge me. That's the only way I can describe you. As I tell Brittany, she wears Dockers and I'm pretty sure she has plaid. So, like, she's the bros of the bros. Dude, I love my lesbians. I don't know how to describe you. Like, the dude one. I don't fucking know. I love you, though.
Well, that specific word could get you in trouble.
It could, and I don't mean to disrespect.
Yeah, masculine.
Masculine.
There you go.
Whatever.
Top or bottom.
It's okay, she is described, guys, as a butch.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't know if that word was politically correct.
This Nothing's isn't old news. Politically correct
yeah,
anymore.
That's true. Someone's gonna and cry. This is back in 08, so I mean back then we weren't so sensitive.
Yeah.
So
there was still a little
I'm
bit
sorry
of
if
left.
I hurt your feelings. The girl who likes to be more than a girl. Boom. You. You beautiful
be
soul.
You.
You
love
be
you.
You.
Yep.
You.
Fuck 'em.
You know who the fuck we're talking about. You. If you're the one who wears the pants that are also men's pants, I'm talking to you. You know?
Don't be a liar. Don't be a cheater pants. And don't play head games.
Yeah.
It's easy.
So they found love in jail. And they are cellmates. And according to Snapped, at the nighttime, they spent all night fucking. They just be crazy. They just be fucking like rabbits.
They probably cuddled.
The minute lights went out.
Yeah.
For some reason, they made it look like they were just be chilling, like all comfy, naked in bed, like that was okay in prison. I hope
you
it's
know,
not.
It's probably not.
Orange and the New Black taught me that you had to do some shit in the church in the shower that you could be ashamed of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that prison food is not safe. I
think you can, it's actually, it's not a charge, but it's like you go to the hole or a
points.
Taken away.
So sadly, when her mom dies,
who's
she?
Mom?
Tiana's mom in
we
the hot tub.
We got off track.
Yeah, sorry, we did. Now we're back.
Okay.
But when they find mom,
yeah,
in the hot tub,
yeah.
Okay. She gets that much money.
Oh shit. $530,000?
Yeah, a life insurance $100,000.
$530,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's half a million
dollars. And her daughter's a beneficiary. And
just her daughter?
Yeah.
F the other kid and the husband?
Well, yeah, it wasn't their idea.
Oh.
I don't get any fucking claim to it. Jesus. They want to have part in it. They need to come up with ideas. The Post Falls police were called to her home in January after family members became concerned because no one had heard from her since her husband had passed away. Mm-hmm. She's by herself. Mm-hmm. You know,
people check on you. In this area, the neighbors really do love you, and it's a sisterhood, and I don't know, try and look out for each other.
Yeah, so first they canvass the house. They drive around. Then they go into the house. They walk. Now they're walking around the house. They make their way to the back porch. When they look down the steps of the back porch, there she is floating in the hot tub upside down. And it was made out to look like she was electrocuted. So at the time, the police had no suspects and no reason to suspect foul play. So her death is ruled accidental. The official cause of death was drowning, so the insurance money was paid. Who signed it over and who ran her and her lover have started a home repair business together. Now we'd be painting walls and we'll come fix your drywall and we'll do your house repairs.
Started a business or under the table type business?
No, they started a business. Okay. Like, I think it was legit. I think.
There's a lot of construction and what's it called? Subcontracting and that kind of nonsense.
They hung around for a while because at the time they thought they pretty much had everybody fooled in the town. The nagging question that remained in everybody's mind is how the cord for the television had gotten unplugged by the time police found her body. How much extension cord was there?
Yeah.
There's no reason why, even if the TV did fall in the hot tub, it shouldn't have been unplugged from the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that was weird because it was unplugged. So no one understood why.
It was unplugged from the wall.
Yeah, from the wall. And it shouldn't have been because there was
slack
in the cord. So it made no sense.
Did it fall on her?
I don't know. In 1999, no, it just fell into the hot tub. Bradley Steckman, a friend and employee at the Hanson's home improvement business, was charged and arrested with the murder of Dorothy, an elderly woman that lived in Washington State. McLean said that Steckman was Hanson's thug, so he is the thug to the lesbian girlfriend, to Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And that he told police she requested he break into a woman's house and steal a diamond ring that she wanted while she was working there. Okay, so they go to work at this old lady's house. This old lady has a very big ring. And she flaunts it to everybody. Mm-hmm. It's what she likes to tell everybody out about. She likes to point it out to everybody. Tina sees it. And she tells Sky, I want that. Mm-hmm. So then Sky now goes to him and is like, you better get that fucking ring. If you gotta whack the old lady, whack her. We whack her. Martin surprised Stockman and he smothered her to death. While being interviewed by by police in Washington, he was like, you know what? Since I'm here, I got something else to tell y'all too.
Mm-hmm. F it, huh?
Yep. And they were like, what? And he said, I might have, could have been, probably was involved in the death of Barbara. and that his job was to rig up the television and to expend as much energy as possible and let her just drown. So what happens is the daughter, the girlfriend, this guy go to mom's house and they say, "Mom, it's time for the hot tub." Everybody gets in the hot tub. Mom says, "Oh, my show's about to come on. Let's watch my show." Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching the show. He says, "Does anybody in here need drinks? Anybody want a drink? Drink, 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 drink." Everybody's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." So he gets out. He goes, gets drinks. Then Tina gets out. Then the girlfriend gets out. Mm-hmm. Now mom's in the hot tub by herself. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, the TV's been pushed into the hot tub. Mom's electrocuted. She doesn't die. She just gets knocked the fuck out at first. Mm-hmm. Then they realize she's not dead. Now she's just drowning. So he unplugs the TV, takes some of the cord that's right there, and they almost go to strangle her with it. And he's like, "Ah, we can't. This is accidental." Mm-hmm. She, Tina, held her mother's head under the water until she died.
For $500,000.
Yep.
I guess people who've died for less.
The reason Dad was killed is because Dad didn't approve of this relationship. So when Tina gets out of prison, she starts making moves. She's getting right on track. She's got a job. Yeah. We have a house. We got our son back. Because that's another thing. In her little days back being a hood rat, doing hood rat shit, she got knocked up.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
It happens.
Oops.
It's fine. Babies are blessings. Well, when she went to prison, her parents watched the baby.
Well, yeah.
So when she gets out, she gets the baby back. Mm-hmm. And she's doing good. She's doing great. Couple months down the road, Sky gets out. Now we gotta explain who Sky is. And that she's just not my friend, but she's my friend. Mm-hmm. And the dad was like, "The fuck she is. We don't have friends. She's your friend. One friend. Stop it there. Period. Dot.
Not friend.
No, no." So I guess it was a big thing.
Well, yeah.
And I guess Dad and Sky fought a lot. I guess.
So Sky was living there?
No. Oh. But they would still see each other.
Yeah.
Because of the child and the daughter, and they had a relationship and all of that. Mm-hmm. But so he doesn't want to give up the daddy just yet. He holds on to that until he can get a better deal. So they start wanting to know. They're like, okay, if these two did what they did, mm-hmm. solve it. Let's figure this out. So other than his statement, they have no evidence connecting Tina or Sky to anything. To Barbara's murder or nothing. So they take off. So shortly after, they're arrested with their 9-year-old Christopher. He's now 9 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird. Okay, so they move after mom dies. Oh, hold on. I have it written down right here. They move from Post Falls, which is 7 hours from here, to Tucson, Arizona, mm-hmm. which is 21 hours mm-hmm. from Post Falls. It's 1,466 miles, 2,360 kilometers.
It's a jaunt.
They moved that far away.
Yeah.
When mom dies. And they are caught and at one point in time arrested for neglect and everything of the kid.
Oh, wow.
He's 9 years old at the time. So he is reported in other states, but they're not wanted for murder yet, okay?
Yeah. Like, she's just being a shitty mom.
Yeah, we're just having a shitty mom moment. And then, so when they go back to him, they're like, okay, well, we hear, what do you know about the kid? And he's like, I don't know shit about the kid. He's like, the last time I saw the kid was like 2 or 3. I couldn't fucking tell you what happened to the kid.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. They left. Mom died. They fucking bounced. I just got in trouble, bro. I'm just trying to tell you something to get myself out of some trouble. Mm-hmm. And he tells the detectives that, oh no, her brother says the last time he saw his sister was at their mother's funeral. He had no idea at the time that she had anything to do with the death at all, calling her one hell of an actress. He hadn't seen the small child either since Christopher was 2 or 3 years old. Tina, he said Tina was always mixed up with the wrong crowd, always causing trouble. So what happens is Post Falls goes back and looks at this case. And they're like, we need to solve this case. We need to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid. These two are murderers. The kid's not safe. It's been long enough. Last time anybody saw him, he was 3.
Yeah.
3 or 2. So they get on Unsolved Mysteries. When they do that,
phone starts ringing.
They commit murder-suicide.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. Why?
They commit murder-suicide so they don't get caught.
Why don't they just move to Mexico and start a new life?
Dude, who knows?
They didn't kill the kid, did they?
No one knows.
What?
No one knows.
No one knows where Christopher is?
That's the other part about this. So, at the time that the America's Most Wanted segment ran, that was in 1999.
Uh-huh.
That's when the police call her brother... inform her brother that his sister's dead. Her 18-year-old son, Christopher, who was 9 when the two women were dating and disappeared, when they disappeared.
Yeah.
He's not wanted. They want everybody to know that he is not wanted at all in any criminal activity. And that if he is in danger, he could be in danger instead of just being disappeared. They said he didn't just vanish. He has only been seen a handful of times since, using different names. We don't know if the Post Falls police say they don't know if there is a third homicide or not. Tina was 37 at the time and Skye was 44. They had been dating for 3 years at the time of Barbara's death. So part of the planning behind killing Gary was also, I guess, so that he was out of the way so the fighting would stop.
Uh-huh.
And so that she could get closer to Mom.
Yeah.
So, it was just for the money is what they say. They say she started getting closer to her mom, and then that's when she brought up that they needed the life insurance policy just in case anything did happen to her. And then, of course, she was murdered.
Mom didn't think that was shifty?
No. No. Mom thought, oh my God, my husband died. That was expensive.
Well, yeah.
We were unprepared.
Yeah, let's get
didn't
prepared.
See it coming. You're right, caring daughter. We do need to make steps and make it to where, heaven forbid, may I go. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah.
That song's now in my head. So, it was all good, like I said, up until Bradley got popped and for the ring, for the late old lady with the ring. And that's what they call her, not me. I didn't. The paper did. But, they pled guilty to the murder and were given concurrent sentences of life.
Oh, they owned it.
I guess.
Wow. Did they run out of money, or?
Well, no, they didn't own it. They died. He did.
Oh.
Yeah, they murder-suicide. Oh, sorry, I did say they. Sorry, I didn't mean they. I meant he.
Oh.
He pretty much had to. He was the only one left.
Yeah.
Idiot. So, they spent a life on the run. The police know that Christopher was with his mom. And they were seen shortly after in Spokane. Police learned that Christopher had been sent, claimed to have been sent with some old family friends and been seen at a house in Seattle. But that's never been proven.
Yeah.
The boy had been enrolled in school under the name of Christopher Hansen at the time. During the years as they searched for them, the Post Falls enlisted in the help of anybody they could find, checking car registration, passports, passport applications, credit card purchases, anything. They were down for any help whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They said, quote, "When it started to die down, we would push even harder." Without formal warrants, the FBI and the U.S. Marshals could not get involved. Since the show was aired and everything else, the prosecutor did issue arrest warrants for them for murder on October. The warrants were based off of the statements made on the Americas and the knowledge that they gained from the America's Most Wanted episode.
Mm-hmm.
So that was where they were like, we got you from here. Around 11 p.m. on November 15th, hours from when the show aired, the Panama County Sheriff's Department in Tucson. Is that Tucson that says Tucson, right?
Yep.
I cannot see. I don't have my glasses. Oh, yeah, I wear glasses, too. My eyes are all blurry today. Tucson, Arizona responded to a report of two possible deceased women in a white Dodge Durango parked alongside the road in rural part of the county. Inside, police identified Tina and Sky, both dead from single gunshot wounds to the right of their temples. The medical examiner learned both causes of death. They ruled it as a murder-suicide. The two suicide notes were found in the car, one from Tina, one from her, made it clear that it was a suicide pact. One from Sky, sorry. He said that he was told to blame it on her sister and blame the murder of the mom on the other sibling. In the Sky's note, she said pretty much, I shot her, she shot me. This is not what you think. We loved each other. Type of shit, I guess. They uncovered some secrets, it says. It says, police from Post Falls and Panama work together.
Yeah.
Now.
Collaborate.
To figure out the girls' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Sky had apparently started another home improvement business. It was an unlicensed and they did not pay taxes. They had
under the table.
Yeah, they had changed their names illegally. They were known in town by different first names. Sky was Dawn. Tina was Katie. The neighbors in Arizona told Post Falls investigators Christopher had been living with his mother. And she said that she sent him to live with his father because he was too much to handle.
And when was this?
2002. Neighbors told police who did not know who Christopher's biological father was. That that Tina said he was being sent to live with his father in Spokane. Post Falls police looked into it, and they believed they found his dad,
who had no idea he had a kid, probably.
Yeah, it just says that he was found. Oh no, just kidding. His lawyer said he had not seen the boy, not for many, many years. So he was like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. Like, sure, I'm not involved. A message left with the lawyer's law practice, the U.S. Marshals are now involved with the search for Christopher, because now it's apparent that it's state to state. The family members have been trying to connect the pieces to make up their sister's life in the past decade. Looking back, Chuck, the brother, now convinced that his sister and the girlfriend were directly involved in the murders of the father. They said that they hope that it could probably hopefully bring their family back together. Not like him and her, but like the family.
Yeah.
You know? Not sister, brother, but like make the family somewhat better. Since the case is so old, and it's like back then, that there are many different versions to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And like what actually happened, because it's not proven that they did anything. The only thing that makes them truly look shady is the murder suicide. That's really it. There's no evidence or anything. And the other thing that's obviously weird is the disappearance of the son, who was, I think he was 9 years old when he vanished. He would have been 18 years old when they did this article.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they probably, unfortunately, hopefully they just gave him away. Or maybe he did go to the dad. And, like, the thing is, it's like, does it really, like, if he did go and, like, hopefully started anew,
mm-hmm.
let him be. Like, if he was that young, maybe it's trauma enough that he got a new name and
doesn't... Somebody else raised
him.
Well, but what if those people were pedophiles and tortured?
I mean, there's a bunch of what ifs, and that's just that's the fucked up thing. Is like, we know what happens to Tina and Sky, but where's Christopher?
No, I don't understand that. I really don't.
No one knows what happened to him. No one saw him. And that's just it. So, like, people did see him. And he's been spotted, they say, since the murder-suicide. But he's under different names, and his appearance is adjusted.
And so you're saying that he doesn't know who he is?
I think they say in this article, when people they interviewed saw him, that he would have been like 18 years old. At that point in time, if he's going under different names or whatever, let that fool be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let him be. But if he really did disappear when he was 9 years old, and no one's, and those people that think they saw him really didn't see him,
mm-hmm.
but none of that stuff was followed up on, because nobody knew that at that time that he would have been a missing
kid. Yeah.
You know? So it's just a big mystery of what happened to Christopher.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. It's weird. It's just
disappeared like that.
Well, like, and I get, I mean, if they, okay, so let's just say that they move the 21 hours away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mom dies, we get money. Do we really want to stay here where mom and dad have died? It's little Post Falls. Or do we want to go start anew?
Okay, I'm confused, though.
On what?
I'm confused on the part where... So... Mom wasn't found for a few days, I thought. The welfare...
Yeah, no, she wasn't. Welfare check. Yeah.
Okay, so how did daughter get the life insurance money when she had to explain to police that the TV fell on her?
Because they didn't live in Post Falls. They lived outside of Post Falls, closer to like.
So they had just established another alibi.
Yeah, they lived in a different place. Oh, okay. Yeah, they didn't live with mom. No one knew they were there.
That's what I was. I was like, how?
Oh, yeah, no one. Sorry, I hope you guys didn't think that. Yeah, no, they were, but at the time, the cops just saw a devastated, sad daughter.
Yeah.
Even the brother said that she was one hell of an actress. They didn't live together or anything. She had moved out when she got out of prison, and her and Skye started their life together.
Yeah.
So they weren't living with mom. So nobody knew that they were there until he got caught and told the police that they were there. And even then,
did it work to his advantage in knocking him out? Which is, I'm glad they figured it out.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't remember the show saying they might have. But I really think he just got his prison sentence for the main murder that he did commit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not sure if he got any charges for Barbara, because that is really hearsay. I'm not sure. If you guys want, you guys obviously can go and watch the episode yourselves. But Post Falls is so little. And to think that crazy shit like this happens.
Well, the town's little, but there's about 1 million acres out there that's hard to access. True. Heavily wooded Sasquatch area.
I don't know. I don't know if they did it or not. If he is telling the truth, he did get a payout. He did get like $2,500 or something like
that. For what?
For killing the mom. But like, if the story that he tells is right, technically, why did you get a payout? You didn't kill her. According to you, good sir, you said she held her mom's head under the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you stood there.
Maybe they paid him before.
Good sir. You know? You don't pay nobody that much money when you're just a fucking podunk little town. No, bro.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
No. Maybe. How do you promise someone you're going to pay them with life insurance money when you can't? They're not dead yet. You got to wait for her to die. And their lawyer, she got a lawyer, and they were very, because like the insurance company was like,
months.
Yeah, no, dude, they got their payout quick. No, like they pushed for it and pushed for it, and were like, no, give it to me now. Like it was an accident. Shit happens, bro. It was sad. My mom's dead. My dad died. All I have is my brother. So, he don't like me.
Yeah. So then she got what she wanted.
Yeah. And her little lover run off and start anew. And now the kid's missing.
Dump the kid off. Yeah. They tend
Which
to
hopefully we dump off in Spokane. Right? With dad. Hopefully.
They say. I thought dad said he didn't know what the hell she was talking about. Say.
Just because he says that doesn't mean that he's just like telling Maybe the paper him. That. Yeah, you that's know.
True. Media does twist stuff.
Yeah. And with these shows, I will not say that anything's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's TV. I'm just telling you what I watched. And really, all I did was type into Google murders Magic or happens. Something. Murders in small town Idaho or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they popped up. So, it's not a case I really knew anything about. I've never heard about it until now.
Wow.
So, you guys, that's what they did. This is the couple from Post Falls. And a good old classic review of Snapped. My favorite show. I tend to believe half the people on that show shouldn't be on there because really they just had a moment of weakness and people need to move.
People need to
move. And they didn't. Shit happens. I can justify any murder if you give me a minute. Some days. Truly, I can't.
There's always a better option than that.
Always.
Always.
But also, there's always a reason for poking a motherfucker, too. Remember. But yeah, you guys, that's it. So we're gonna come at you next time with a Super Bowl murder, because guess what, people are rude enough to commit murder on Super Bowl. Should be a damn holiday and worshipped by all.
Did you see that this is one of the most expensive Super Bowls in history?
Yeah.
One ticket.
Okay.
One ticket starts off at $6,500. Two zeros.
Right.
Okay. And then the most expensive ticket is like $75,000. That's a goddamn house.
I don't care. Let's go watch the Niners play, baby. Let's go. We be ballin'. Just kidding. We ain't going. We're having a Super Bowl party at our house, obviously, with Jean and her husband in attendance and a few other friends.
Yeah.
And my little brother, because he has no life but to hang out with me.
Hopefully.
Score. He already said he would. He better not take it back. He can hear me, too. He better not take it back. But, so, I got a thing for all of you guys to do. And I just got to point out the true fucked upness of the world. Everybody has Netflix? Everybody answer yes. Right? You have Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't shut that one down.
Everybody go. And go watch the Don't Fuck With Cats.
Travis said that was a good one.
Okay. So, in that show, you're going to learn a couple things. You're going to learn, for one, Gene, that no matter what, people out there can find you no matter where you are in the world. It does not matter. Does not matter. Computer nerds, amazing fucking people. They put this story together and shit by stoplights and shit like that. They connected amazing things. It was fucking nuts. But another thing, and my husband, I pointed this out to him and I ruined the love of humanity. When you're watching this, okay, so people who don't have Netflix, this is for you. Everybody who does, turn it off. I don't care. So the video first pops up. This dude puts two sweet little kittens.
I don't want to see the video.
You don't see the video. Ugh. You don't. Well, I don't know. I don't know him. I had my hands over my eyes. We should probably call Eric in here. No, we'll just say we don't, because that's just better. But put your hands over your eyes like I did, like a puss. Do that. I did that. So,
can you hear it?
No. 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 So you can hear the vacuum. You can hear the
ooh. Oh, God. Anywho. No, dude.
Yeah,
no.
So he puts these two cute little baby kittens into the bag. Suffocates the kittens. People go fucking nuts over it. So people on the internet are like, we are going to fucking solve this. We're going to find out who this piece of shit is. Fuck this guy. So he puts up another video. And now he's playing with the frozen kittens. He's killed them, suffocated them, sucked all the shit out of them, froze them. Now he's playing with them. And it's like, do, taunting them. So then they find out more shit. They figure out who the guy is. I don't remember his name because it sounds crazy. But watch it. I'm telling you guys, watch it. I'm just telling you guys what you guys are going to find out about humanity. So then we're crying. Okay? Yeah. We're crying because of the kittens. Yeah. It's sad. Sad. Then another kitten video pops the fuck up. Now we got a fucking snake and a kitten. Okay? And you do see the snake lunge at the kitten, so don't watch it. It's very sad. So now kitten's dead. Mm-hmm. Snake killed kitten. Okay?
Yeah.
So you think in your head, he's gone far enough. The next person, the next thing we're going to see is probably going to be a person. And these internet people are hounding this person. They're doing everything in their power to fuck with this dude. Who they think it is. Which I think they end up being right. But anyway, the next video you see is of this guy. And he pets the guy's face. And then he takes like an ice pick looking thing and he stabs this fucking dude repeatedly. And then the next thing you see is like, I guess he's twirling the head around in the bathtub. Well then, and this is where you see the views of humanity, truly. He kills a puppy in this video. He kills a black and white puppy. Okay? Super sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why, when you watch the interviews of these people... Yeah. See, Eric's in here now. You can stay. But when you watch the interviews of this chick, they're talking about this and they're like, oh, he's stabbing some dude. It's fucking vicious. It's fucking crazy. And then the next thing you know, she's fucking bawling, dude, because this puppy's killed. And we can't even talk about it because it's a puppy. Oh, a puppy. Puppy. The puppy was murdered. And even the cop. They're like, oh, we found the trash and we're digging the trash out and we're pulling body parts out. And now we have our surveillance video. Oh, yep, there's the victim. Oh, yep, there's this. And then the female cop is like, and then there was a puppy in a trash bag. Who the fuck cares about the damn puppy? You know what I mean? Like, this dude has no fucking head. Like, you just watched the guy who killed him wear his shirt, dropping off the shit in the goddamn trash.
Yeah.
And we are more concerned that a puppy died here. Meanwhile, this guy's missing. His friends and family are like, oh my God, did you guys hear about the Asian guy on the internet whose fucking head's decapitated? It's fucking crazy. He was murdered. So the friend is like, no shit. Let me check out the video.
Uh-huh.
Checks it out. He goes, oh fuck, that's my missing friend.
The decapitated
guy. Yeah. And that's how he finds out his fucking friend's been murdered. But no, who gives a fuck about that? The puppy died. Are you kidding me? Like, I get it. Animal cruelty. Not cool. Don't do it. But really?
Yeah.
There's 100 more things we could have cried about.
Yeah.
Yes, the puppy lost its life. R.I.P. But it's just... Zach came in here. You guys, I'm just telling you. I get rid of my kids, and then my brother and my husband, they're just here. Now I'm getting flipped off. It's verbal.
I certainly didn't do it. Great.
But, like, I'm just telling you guys, go watch that show. Let me think what you... If I'm an ass, I'm an ass. But I really think it's more asshole-ish of them that they're just like, yeah, he killed a person. That was horrible. But he killed a fucking puppy, and he's a massive piece of shit. Because the puppy and the cat died. Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the life, the human life.
Yeah.
The friend that was discovered murdered by watching a decapitated head of said friend be twirled around in a fucking bathtub. That's cool. Let's not make that sad. The puppy's super sad, though. Come on. Get the fuck out of here. My thoughts.
Fuck the puppy. The guy's more important. I've lost faith in humanity long time ago.
PETA's gonna fucking come after me. Man, no. Straight. PETA's gonna hate on me.
It's your opinion.
Bye. But yeah, guys, I gotta go get my kids.
Yeah.
And let's go Niners. We're gonna win the fucking Super Bowl. Hopefully I'm not talking shit and predicting not the truth. But I it's going to be a good game.
Loser makes cookies.
We'll see.
All right.
But
we'll see.
She always brings up cookies, guys. She always brings up fucking cookies. Yeah. Not once since she's brought up these fucking cookies have I gotten fucking cookies.
Because I forgot about the house.
You guys, that's what she says. I've never once, just putting that out there. These cookies that she fucking brags about are a host. They do not exist. They are part of the Phantoms. Shit. Put that as number 13. Jeans cookies.
Jeans
never
cookies.
Been That's fucking seen.
That's not true. There's witnesses to cookies.
Not me.
All right.
Witnessless. Cannot testify.
That was not a hint, by the way.
Yeah, that don't know what the fuck is. Robin's going to, she's leaving to good old, oh God, Australia. That's where good old buddy Rob lives. Haven't met him yet. But she's going. She's going to bring me a gift. And we're going to have a couple war. Because he said he's going to send back a boomerang. I don't know what that is. Hopefully I can really throw it. Hit somebody and it returns to me. Uh-huh. Bitching. Don't know. But let's see what
it's
Robin
all in the
does.
Wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told Robin today, let the wars begin. I am grateful that this can happen.
Well, good.
The gift war.
Well, that's dun, dun, dun. Exciting.
Going right?
To Australia.
Yeah. Dude, she goes all the time. She's like, dude, so she was telling me today, sorry, you guys, you guys have to listen to this. She misses a whole day when she goes there.
Yeah.
A whole fucking day.
Time change.
She loses a Wednesday. I think she was explaining it. Like, she misses out on Wednesday altogether. Like, it didn't even fucking exist. How mind-blowing is that?
I don't know if over an ocean.
I don't know if I could handle that. Losing a Tuesday would blow my mind. Like, I could not lose a Tuesday. Drive me nuts. Anyway, yeah, you guys, that's it. So follow us on Twitter @itiswhatitis208, because that's where we're from. on Instagram at It Is What It Is Pod 19, all one word. On Facebook, It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. On YouTube, It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. And we'll see all you beautiful fucks later.
Yep.
Bye.
Thank you.